Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Hi.
We're so excited to have you guys here. We're excited for this conversation today. Did we want to start with our co-stars?
Yeah, I have stuff I want to talk about, and I know that if I start with that, we're never going to get to co-star.
I know, that's why I immediately went into co-star. Read yours first.
Okay. Make an effort to understand your fundamental hunger.
Ooh.
Do thrifted jewelry.
Okay.
Butterscotch. Oil paintings. Don't. Stunt doubles. Omissions. Inferiority complex.
Interesting.
And it says, you can enjoy time together without worrying whether there will be more. Sam wants to have an honest conversation about where you stand right now. Get stick and pokes of your favorite animals together. So we should go get tattoos.
That would be so fun.
What's your favorite animal?
Squirrel.
Mine's probably a giraffe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why giraffe?
Ever since I was little, they've always been my favorite. Mm-hmm. And when I was little, my parents went to, like, they were on a business trip, and they came back with two stuffed animals, a giraffe and a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
The zebra was for my sister, but the giraffe was for me. And later I inherited the zebra because she didn't want him anymore. And I was like, well, they're meant to be together. They came
obviously
home together.
Yeah.
And my giraffe and my zebra are worn very differently. My giraffe, he used to have a neck. He'd stand up. Now he like flops.
Aww.
He can't keep his neck up. So definitely a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
I've just always thought they were like always, when I was little, they were my favorite. So that's why I'm going with giraffe.
Aw, cute.
And I think they'd make the cutest, like, little cartoon stick and poke.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What was yours?
Squirrel.
Squirrel?
Yeah. I feel like squirrels are just, like, so random, and they just, like, it reminds me of Doug from Up. You go, hi, how are you? Squirrel! I think that's, like, very me energy.
And you saw a ginger one recently.
I know, I did! I unlocked a new color of squirrel. I was so excited. So, yeah, I think squirrels, they're just, like, weird, and they just run around, and they do whatever. And I think just to say the word squirrel, like the S-Q,
squirreler.
S-Q-U, squirrel, squirrel.
Yeah. When I was little, I couldn't say squirrel, so instead I called them squirrelers, and I don't know why.
You can say squirrel, so you called them squirrelers?
Yeah.
So you just had to take the ers off of it, and you could say squirrel?
Squirrel, squirrelers, then I could say it.
Interesting.
But yeah. Huh. I don't know. I was a weird little kid.
That's so funny.
Yeah. What's your co-star?
Okay. Mine says, every successful person is just an overly confident imposter.
Mm.
Okay. Do best interest, timing, prioritization, don't, pedestals, begging, and numbness. Very interesting. And it doesn't say anything about you on my friend updates. I'm so sorry.
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
We're both wearing black hair ties. And I just realized that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yours looks like almost the same to mine, too.
I got mine from like CVS.
Oh, I got... Mine's Kitsch.
Who?
And it... Kitsch. I love that brand. And like it unrolls too. It's very like feel it.
Oh my gosh, wait. Well, mine does that too.
Wait, yours is
just thicker.
You didn't get it from this? No, yours is like the same. Let me feel that.
I didn't get yours. I got mine from like a drugstore.
Oh yeah. Yours feels like a little bit less, but a little bit less. Feel mine.
Oh, you've got some oomph.
Yeah.
I got this one because when I sleep at night, I do like braids.
Oh, okay.
And so these are soft enough that it won't, like, leave dents in your hair.
Yeah, it doesn't crease it.
Yeah.
That's why I liked these. Yeah, these are the way to go, honestly.
I'm just like you. You're just like me. It's something
anyone can see.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. All right, read your paragraphs.
Sorry, I didn't realize you guys were here.
We were having a moment, okay?
Yeah. Ooh. So... Today, every point you try to make keeps getting lost in translation, and uniqueness is no longer important. Your belief that you weren't made for this world is causing you to hide your feelings. Return to your body. Let someone encourage you to dream.
I'll encourage you to dream.
Oh, you always do.
Oh my gosh.
This month, you can delay gratification. This is a big step for you, who can let their need for stability stunt relationship growth. Cultivate your attraction to relationships that feed you.
Ooh.
The broader focus of your life during this time is to discover which rules are meant to be broken. There is a fine line between setting boundaries and closing yourself off from all kinds of love.
Interesting.
Today I have a power in self-respect.
I really like that.
Yeah, that was tea.
That is tea, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. One day,
you guys might know the tea, but for right now, we know the tea.
That's so tea.
That is so tea.
That's crazy tea.
Oh my God, I love that. I know you're going to be thinking about that forever and ever. You're like, oh my God, my co-star said this.
What you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. You're going to go back into your co-star later and read it and be like, oh my God.
Yeah,
and
be like, oh my God.
Ah!
What's yours? What's your paragraph? Ooh.
Mine says, today, something you've been working on or struggling with for some time is coming to a head, and no one gets your sense of humor. What? Your belief. Thank you. Your belief that you're so different from everyone is causing you to second-guess yourself. Go easy. Let someone break the rules with you. Will you break the rules with me?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I will.
Okay. For anybody just listening, I think you should tune into the YouTube video just for that. We did like a super cool handshake.
Yeah, and someone just died upstairs.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Your work this month is to understand the difference between being social and being solitary. When you emotionally detach, you undermine yourself. Don't change the core parts of yourself to accommodate other people's expectations. Mm-hmm. Slay! We love that. The broader focus of your life during this time is to consider what you're fighting for before you decide to get ruthless. If you keep pretending to be someone else, you'll keep feeling like nobody understands you. Honestly, that's real. What do I have power? I have power and supernatural grace.
Of course you do. You always
and
do.
And success in my work and creative flow. Mm-hmm. So, Isabella really likes when I have the power of supernatural grace.
I just think that's so cool. I never have supernatural grace, and I'm jealous.
And mine says, you escape the material world through inviting chaos into your life. Tapping into this part of you right now can help you work through a problem and draw new connections. Your entire life has prepared you for this moment. So, yeah. I think that's really great.
I agree. I agree, Barbie.
Yes, Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we've gotten the co-star out of the way, you are so excited to speak.
I want
to
tell my story really
tell
bad.
Tell your story.
So, yesterday, I drug you and our other friend to the Abbey, which is a venue in DTO. Shout out.
Ditto.
DTO.
Downtown Orlando.
OBT.
OBT.
Which apparently people call Orange Blossom Trail.
Orange Blossom Trail. Apparently OBT. That's like according to the locals. And I went, really?
So now every time we're in downtown Orlando, we always go, OBT. We could be nowhere near it.
I know.
We're just, if we're in the area, we just shout it.
Just OBT.
OBT.
And downtown Orlando is Ditto. DTO.
Yeah. I don't know if those, are those light up signs still there?
I hope they are.
They're funny.
So anyway, we were in Ditto yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, side note. I was on a dating app and I saw a guy pretending that he was in a different city than where he was. He was by that Chinese restaurant in downtown Orlando with the lion statue.
What?
We took photos there.
Yeah.
With Michaela.
He was pretending to be somewhere else?
Yeah. He was
weirdo.
Like, yeah.
That's really weird.
And I was like, I know where that is, dude.
Like, I've been there before, bestie.
Yeah. And I was like, I just thought that was odd. Why would you lie?
That's really weird.
Yeah.
He probably wants to ghost people and be like, well, I don't live here anyway.
I'm a traveler. And I was like, that was taken on the block right by where we used to go get food.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like how you noticed, like, the lion statue that we
thought
was so funny.
Yeah, no, I have a selfie with it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, so we were at the Abbey, wonderful venue in downtown Orlando. It's just so, like, intimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intimate venue.
It's a nice size venue. Like, it's small and intimate and, like...
But there's open space. So
yes.
If you don't want to be on the main floor, you can be elsewhere.
Yeah, you can be, like, just up, like, three steps and over by the bar. They have, like, the merch tables.
Yeah.
The restrooms are pretty nice, too. So, like, good on them.
Good venue.
Mm-hmm.
And the security guards were funny.
Mm-hmm.
But so I drug you and our friend and to see in this order, because we had the pre-opener, the opener, and then the main act.
Mm-hmm.
Opener, pre-opener was Rona, main act, or mid-act was Easy Honey, and then the main act was Axe and the Hatchet Men,
mm-hmm.
which that name, for some reason, it, like, trips me up in my brain.
Yeah, because you don't expect it to...
Because I want to say Hatch and the Axemen.
Yeah.
But it's Axe and the Hatchet Men.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. So we went to see them. Tore the house down.
Yeah,
there was weird drunk old men walking around.
Oh my god, they were creepy.
Yeah,
there was one like who appeared behind, like next to me.
You're trying to take a photo of me.
Yeah, and I then kept they just giving appeared. Him side eye, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
And he was like staring at us.
Yeah,
drunk, and he like stepped over and like stumbled. He spilled beer on this one girl. I don't think she noticed.
If he spilled beer on me, I would have fought him.
Yeah,
because like, what was that? There was a group of old men who was weird.
Yeah, and all three of them. They're all being really weird, like, with mm-hmm. the young people.
And it was a young crowd, too. It's not even, like there was old people.
Which was really nice to be surrounded by people that are our age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something, because we have a, like, where we work, there's people of all ages.
Yeah.
All the time, mm-hmm. everywhere. So it's just really nice to hang out with people that are my age.
Right.
You know?
It is.
I looked around and I was like, what a youthful crowd.
Wow, look at all these youngins.
Wow, I think the oldest person here that aren't the old guys is like 26.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they really brought our age up, like the age range.
Yeah.
The average. But yes, we watched the show. It was phenomenal. I tried Loop earplugs for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Did they work?
Highly recommend them.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Okay.
I have Eargasm ones that are mm-hmm. next to try. But I loved Loop.
I have the Eargasm ones. They work.
Yeah.
I just have them back in Philly, so I couldn't wear them to any concerts.
The Eargasm ones, for me, I just feel like they're... I just never feel like they're fully in my ears.
Yeah.
But Loop, because you turn them in...
That's true.
I really felt like they were... Like, I could shake my head and they'd stay.
That's good. You need something that feels secure like
hashtag
that.
Hashtag not an ad, but could be. Hey, Loop.
Hey, Loop.
Hey, Loop. We love your earplugs. I have these really cute, like, silver ones.
Aw.
Yeah, and they were a Christmas gift. And I love them. So I couldn't recommend them more.
Mm-hmm.
So great songs. Posted it on my Instagram. I feel like I feel really cool and mm-hmm. indie.
You are.
You know. And then I thought about making that joke where it's like, you can't run into your ex if you go to places they're not cool enough to go to.
Mm-hmm. Because
that feels accurate for all of the men I've dated.
Yeah. None of them are as cool as you.
No.
You've always been the cool one in the relationship.
And I think that's why they get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, and they switch up. Keep up.
Like, she's too indie, powerful girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girl power with three R's.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is the original feminist girl power.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's three R's. I had to take, like, a feminine class, girl power class.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that G-R-R-R-L, power,
mm-hmm.
is like girl power from feminism back in the day.
Interesting.
So if you ever see a button that says girl power like that, it's mm-hmm. from the, it's a reference. OG feminism.
Wow.
Like punk rock feminism.
Oh, I love that. I can get behind that movement.
Yes. Anyway, so we're at the concert. Uh-huh. Having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
We're dancing. We're in the back, too, but it's like, there weren't many people there, so...
No, everybody was spread out. Nobody was, like, pushing each other, mm-hmm. like...
There was people in the front that were, like, kind of, not moshing, but they were jumping together.
But then the lead singer of the main act was like, oh, yeah, here are my friends.
Yeah.
So I think they were just really hype because it was their friend.
Their boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They were all, like, jumping. There was a big group of them, like, jumping.
And they all seemed to know each other.
Getting so hype. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're all friends. That's really cute.
Yeah, I love that for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go see you in concert.
Yeah,
I'd go
see
front
you
row.
In concert.
Yeah.
I'd give you front row.
Well, I would still pay.
Oh, why?
To support you as an artist in the venue.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, unless it was like $1,000, I would ask
be like,
for like a discount.
Is there a friends and family discount?
Yeah, so, And then the show ends,
mm-hmm.
and we go check out Easy Honey's merch table.
Yeah.
And I proceed to be very funny to the merch guy.
In my opinion,
I was funny.
You're always funny.
Because he was just like the merch guy and he didn't actually go up and perform. And then uh-huh. I went, I see you're doing the hardest work here. Which in hindsight was kind of mean, but it was funny.
He felt validated though.
And he kind of giggled. He was like, yeah, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. you know. And then you said, the lead singer of the main act, what was he doing?
He was watching us. Mm-hmm. He was mostly, he was watching you.
I don't know
he
about
was
that.
Off to the side.
Because I didn't see him at all.
I saw him. He was hanging over by the bar. And some girls went up to him. And they're like, oh my gosh. And he was like, hi. And they wanted a photo with him. And he was like, okay. So he took off his hat. And he like took photos with them. But like they were, like you could tell that they were like really like trying to
get with the band.
Yeah.
Real.
Like honestly, they were doing like poses, like leaning into him. And like all that kind of stuff. I was like, girly.
Me too.
But yeah. And he was like watching us interact with the Easy Honey merch guy.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny.
I'm sure there was not much else to watch for entertainment though.
Because we were the coolest ones there.
Yeah. My lore with that is that he was in love with me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm running with.
Because mm-hmm. I was in love with you.
That's the only logical explanation mm-hmm. is that he was in love with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe our friend we were with.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe
even you.
No. Well, no.
No? He was looking at you?
I don't think so. I think, like, as soon as I got a boyfriend, I was like, okay, no men will ever look at me ever.
You manifested that?
What? But manifested that men don't look at me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, men didn't really look at me to begin with.
But now that
like, I have a boyfriend, I'm like, I don't want any men to look at me because, like, I have a boyfriend. So, mm-hmm. goodbye.
Yeah.
So, I immediately assume that every single man, like, feels my energy of, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Which is funny because I am the opposite. If I'm dating somebody, I want people to be like, she's so cute, but, oh, she's taken. I'll be like, this is my man. Oh,
yeah.
You missed out. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. That's the energy I like to bring where it's like, oh, you think I'm cute? So does my boyfriend. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
my boyfriend. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, so we're talking to the merch guy. We mainly went because they mentioned they had free stickers. And uh-huh. I journal, so I wanted one. Got a free sticker. And then we went over to the Axeman people.
Mm-hmm.
Hatchetmen and Axe.
Axe and the Hatchetmen.
They had a really long line, so we didn't wait for that one. But then we went around to the Rona table.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen them before. You and yes. I have. We saw them back in the summer when they were with Dog Park and the Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great venue again there at the Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And
we didn't meet Rona that time.
No, we were too scared.
You were too scared.
We were too scared. And yeah, and they, you know, it was my first like indie venue.
Yeah.
I felt like a poser.
You're never a poser.
I know. I mean,
you give off cool girl energy. You give off energy that's like, yeah, I belong here in every single room that you walk into.
I don't know. I try.
No, you do.
My fit was fire yesterday, though. That truly
you
made me feel...
You look so hot.
Yeah, you kept saying that, like, you're so hot.
I know. I kept looking over at her, and, like, the blue and green lights were shining on her. I was like, oh, my God, you are so hot.
It's not like, easy being a baddie.
No man is going to walk up to her and tell her that she's hot. I'm going to tell her that she's hot because she deserves to know it.
I really need to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as she... Like, we were... she was like, okay, like, here's a few outfit ideas for the concert. And she walked out... In that outfit, I went, whoa! Oh, my
that's
God!
That's it!
Because you just look so good in it. You're hot. And I'm not afraid to say it. Men, tell her she's hot.
Please. I need to hear it. And I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. She deserves to hear it. Mm-hmm. Because we all know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, Isabella's hot.
Yeah,
that's
I try to be.
Definitely. No, you do.
Well, I struggle with it a lot because I suffer from acne. I'm suffering from it right now.
I don't see.
It's like on my chin.
Okay.
But I electrocute my face every night and it helps. Uh-huh. But it's like, and I have a lot of acne scarring because I've just always been a cystic acne girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I'm genetically disposed to it.
Yeah.
And that's why my mom pays for acne treatments because she feels so bad I inherited that from her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the buyout
for
that.
She's so real.
Yeah, because she was like, she had it bad, and then I had it, like, a little worse than she did
Aww.
When I was her age. And she was like, I'm so sorry. So, yeah. So she'll like, pay for facials sometimes, or, like, she'll mm-hmm. buy me new acne. Like, the wand I have is from her.
Yeah.
She got me one of those, like, like the LED light things that sit on your face, the whole face one.
Yeah.
I named it Vermouth, and I love him very much.
I love Vermouth.
I also love Vermouth.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I know. I'm probably going to use him tonight, actually, because yeah. I haven't in a while.
Bring out Vermouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's bring out Vermouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we should, like, put him on a...
Yeah, I should, like, hang him on the wall.
If you have, like, a mannequin head, like, put him on...
have Vermouth on the pod, yeah. I guess. That's kind of funny.
That's really funny. We should just have a shelf, and, like, every single episode, we just put random knickknacks on there and just don't explain it.
Table.
I guess, but, like, if we had a shelf and we just, like, Vermouth just randomly showed up one day, and then the next episode it was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I was watching our old podcast, like our very first podcast episode. Mm-hmm. We thought we were going to make it a thing to have the magic eight ball in every single episode.
And it sits over there now.
And it's over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that lasted like one or two episodes.
Well, because we never really have any questions where we need to consult it, so I put it away.
That's true.
And it's really cute on the shelf over there.
Yeah, it is really cute. I like those shelves.
I'm amazed they hang.
Yeah.
Because our walls hate sticking things.
Yeah.
It, like...
They don't like to hold up things.
The way I've had to do it is that we use command strips, and what I have to do is I put alcohol, rubbing alcohol, on the wall to clean it. I clean whatever I'm sticking, mm-hmm. and then I heat up whatever I'm sticking. I put the command thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I heat up the wall with a hairdryer, and then I heat up the command sticks, and I stick it on there.
Yeah.
So I'm using... heat
it's what you have to do,
make my adhesive more productive.
Mm-hmm. And we will see when we move out if that damages the walls.
Oh, absolutely.
Or not.
It will.
You know what, but we'll figure it out.
I know how to add texture to a wall, so it's yeah, fine.
That's fine.
So
continue your story. Sorry, we got off on that.
So we walk over to the Rona table.
Yeah.
And
she's looking hot, obviously.
Stop.
We're not going to miss that detail.
Right. Because here's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing the jeans I'm currently wearing, but then I'm wearing this. Oh, so you hear that sound? Anyway. But then I'm wearing this top, and I would argue this cut looks really good on me. I don't know what it's called.
It's like a halter top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But because it came up past the sides, and it tied in the back, and it was mm-hmm. like a sage green with like a dark navy blue lining.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, like, beachy indie girl. And mm-hmm. I was wearing oranges, like, little acrylic oranges in my ear as my earrings because they're a Florida band.
Mm-hmm.
Got to support my locals.
Yeah.
But they're out of Tampa, not Orlando.
Yeah.
So,
it's still Florida.
It's still Florida. They're still mm-hmm. local. That's pretty local.
It is. It's like an hour.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
So. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we walk up to the table. They're talking to people because the bands are out there because mm-hmm. it's so indie that it's like, we're not going to rush them. We're all normal.
I know. They're like talking to everybody.
And that's the chill part about going to like low-key like shows is mm-hmm. that you can meet the artists because they're just like chilling. Unless yeah. you're that singer and he's getting attacked by women at the bar.
I know. I felt bad for him.
What a problem honestly. To have.
One of the girls came up and she was like, I really like your necklace. I was cracking up. I was like, oh my God.
But they're all probably like 19. There's a lot of teen girls there. But it's an yeah. over 18 show, so they had to be 19, 20. They seem mm-hmm. very young.
Yeah. They were youngins.
And we were adults.
We're adults.
We were.
You keep going like this.
We're adults.
Adults.
It just feels right to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, being an adult's cool. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So we were...
we go up to the band, Rona. And
he waves us down,
yeah,
the guitarist.
Yeah, the person that they're talking to, like, pays and leaves. And then he goes, hey. And we're like, because we're like, should we go? Should we go up? Should we go up? He's like, hey.
Okay.
Like, we weren't debating not going up.
Mm-hmm. But we went up because he waved us down. And we're yeah. like, of course we have to go see him now.
The lead guitarist. Who also runs the social media. Have you noticed that?
I didn't know that
he's
ran it.
He's all over their social media page, so I think he runs it.
Oh, because he was like, I need to give myself the spotlight.
Yeah, real. Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe he's like the only one that's like, guys, we have to like have a presence on social media.
That's true.
They're probably like, dude, I don't even know how TikTok works.
What, TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go up there and we're chit-chatting. Our friend comments on his wolf shirt. He's wearing like this wolf tie-dye shirt. And that's totally our friend's brand because mm-hmm. they were like, I love your shirt. And he was like, oh, thank you. Like, I got it from, like, a gas station stop. And I was like, it's so funny. I got them a human by birth, alpha by choice werewolf I said I got them a t-shirt with that on that for Christmas, and then we're laughing. Mm-hmm. And I forget how we jump topics, but I think they're like, yeah, oh my gosh, ha ha ha. And it's lead guitarist in the middle, lead singer to his right, and mm-hmm. then the other guitarist to his left. Mm-hmm. The other guitarist, you said, was having a conversation with somebody else.
Yeah, he was having a conversation with other people.
Yeah, I've also never seen him before. Anyway, yeah. So we're talking, and then they're probably like, oh, thank you for coming or whatever. And then I made a comment being like, well, we saw you when you were here with the Moss and Dog Park. Mm-hmm. Their eyes lit up.
They were like, oh my gosh, a returning fan.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, I was in with them. I was like, you guys were amazing. You know, this is a wonderful venue, and I'm making eye contact. I'm the one, they've just stepped behind me by this point, my friend, Sam, mm-hmm. and our other friend, and I'm just talking to them now.
Yeah,
and
you're just chit-chatting.
They're not there supporting me anymore. I was scared. But I'm making eye contact and light conversation, ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. And then, I forget what else we said, but they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, whatever. Thank you for coming. Was there anything else we talked about?
That it was a wonderful venue and then they might come back in the summer.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we're going to be back in the summer. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we'll totally be there.
We have to be there.
We have to be there mm-hmm. now.
And you told them that when you saw that they were coming back to Orlando, you told us and it was like, we have to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, I saw your thing on TikTok that you were coming back and I made them come. We have to go. I drug them here. Mm-hmm. And they're like, ha, ha, ha.
Because like, oh, my gosh.
I made them come
yeah.
with me. And then, oh, I made a joke being like, oh yeah, like when you guys were here last time with the Moss and Dog Park, I made a TikTok about you guys.
Mm-hmm. And they remembered it.
I don't know. I think they lied.
No, they remembered it because it was iconic.
I don't know. But at the end of it, I was like, we're both single.
Yeah. At the end of that TikTok.
So, and also side note, this is all satire because I'm pretty sure they all have girlfriends, but we'll get more into that in a second. But, yeah, so they're like, we're coming back. We'll be there, whatever. And then they were like, oh, we'll take a sticker if you want. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, my gosh, yeah. And then at this point, somewhere in the middle of all this conversation, that third guy, you said...
He had locked into the conversation that we were having. Mm-hmm. So he stopped conversation with the other people he was next to.
Yeah, and then I was just chit-chatting to two people, and apparently a third person was staring at me. I did not even look over at him.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of bad that I didn't say anything to him.
I saw him looking.
Then I grab a sticker and I walk away with our other friend and I have the sticker and I remember like turning and being like, oh my God, I was like shaking it for them. I was like, I have a sticker. Mm-hmm. And then in the corner of my eye, I could have swore the lead guitarist was watching me walk away. Mm-hmm. And this is where your story kicks in.
And so we all grab stickers. I turn around and I start walking out and I look behind me to Isabella and our friend and Isabella's like, yeah, sticker. And as she's doing the, yes, sticker, I look past Isabella behind her to the merch table that we just left. And I see all three of them watching her walk away. And I'm like, that's my hot best friend. Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm in like a backless halter top.
Yeah.
So.
So they were all watching you leave.
They were in love with me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, you know, it's just like no biggie.
How does it feel to have everybody be in love with you?
It's actually really hard. It's really? Not easy. Like, I don't, like, it's not for the it's week. Not
for, yeah.
It's just, it's really turbulent.
And you really have to be built different.
You have to be her.
Mm-hmm. And you are.
I am her.
Pronouns are not he, him, because you are her.
Because I'm her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, so that's the story, is that they were all, they probably have girlfriends, but our DeLulu lore is that they were in love with me.
Yes. That is the DeLulu lore that we're
going
with.
And they're
going
to look for me at the next concert.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, oh my God, now we have to go back to Orlando.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be there.
I hope they write a song called Orlando Girl.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, you heard it here on Yap O'Clock first. If they come out with a song called Orlando Girl, it's about Isabella.
It's about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in reality, they're probably just like, wow, we have a fan. But in my mind...
That's kind of sad. I feel like they do have fans.
Yeah, but like one that's willing to like not be socially awkward.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably...
Yeah.
Because they only have under 1 million listeners.
Yeah.
They have like... Most of their songs get 500,000 views. Mm-hmm. Or like listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
So that might have been their first time meeting a fan that was like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And not like a fan that was like, hi.
Hi, can I get a free sticker?
Yeah, I came up there. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, because you have grace and you have social skills.
Shockingly. I don't know how I came. I became a social butterfly. We've talked about this.
We were having this conversation in the car last night. Like, you've really blossomed into a social butterfly.
I don't know how that happened. Because when I first met our other roommate, we were, like, on a program together, and I met her. My mom had to make me come out of my room and say hi to her.
Even though you guys were living in the same room?
Go say hi to your roommate. Well, she was across the way.
Oh.
But she had to be like, go say hi to your roommate.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. And now look at us. Oh, our minds.
That's so cute.
But yeah, so all of the band members were in love with me, even the merch guy.
Yeah.
Because that's the story I'm sticking with.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not true, it makes my lore sound more interesting.
It's good DeLulu.
It's fun. It's DeLulu lore. DeLulu lore.
I love that.
DeLulu lore? Yeah.
DeLulu lore.
DeLulu lore.
DeLulu lore.
DeLulu lore. We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the lore is that I talked to real musicians and had a true conversation with them, and they seemed intrigued by me.
Yeah.
But DeLulu lore is I had a conversation with these musicians and they're in love with me.
And they're going to write songs about you.
Absolutely.
And you're that's the one that got fun. Away.
Yeah, I walked away. They watched Orlando the crowd close in on me and I was gone forever.
They went, oh my God, where'd she go?
Yeah. So that's my lore. And I think it's really fun to just pretend like everyone falls in love with you.
I think it's great to do that.
Yeah. It makes life more interesting. You should try it. That guy look at you with like a quick glance. He's in love with you.
He's so in love. He was like too scared to make full eye contact.
Be the stranger at the airport that you would want to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
But do that in the real world. Be the stranger in the real world that like, you know.
That turns heads.
Yeah, because when I'm the stranger at the airport, I am not there to stun.
Mm-hmm.
I am there to fall asleep because I'm wearing my glasses. When I'm on planes, I have my mask on. Because mainly because I fall asleep with my mouth open. And so I'd get sick on planes. Yeah, so I wear a mask now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I lost my eye cover, so I have these things. So I wear a mask, have my glasses on. And then when I'm asleep on the plane, hoodie up, neck pillow on, I have these like cuff eye masks. So it like blocks the light, but it doesn't like smush your face. Because that's what I hate about eye masks is that they smush my eyes.
Oh.
So it has like little cups that cover your eyes.
Okay.
I highly recommend. They're called like Mantra or Manta or something. They're on Amazon. If you just Googled like eye masks with cups, I think that would have them pop up. Highly recommend them.
Okay.
I lost my pair and I've had miserable sleep on planes since.
Boo.
But I have a new pair.
Yay.
Because I asked my dad.
Oh, we love that.
Because he was like, I'm ordering from Amazon Prime. Do you need anything? And I said, yes, actually, I do.
I do.
I do.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. But so that's my lore, is that they're in love with me. And I'm the girl in the crowd. I'm the girl with the book at the One Direction concert. That's
me. Oh, my God.
I lived that just for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have many more moments where you are that girl.
Yeah. And then you posted that we went, and then two of the bands out of the three commented.
Yeah. They were like, oh my God.
Which is great PR.
That's true.
But what'd they say?
They were like, oh my God. I forget exactly what they said, but they're like, thank you so much for coming. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm. One of them sent a heart old school with the cone and the three.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, they're in love with you.
Well, they can't be in love with me. I'm off limits.
Yeah, and so it's like, they're like, if only I had known her sooner. And they're from South Carolina.
I'm forbidden.
Also, I feel like all the guys in the band seem kind of short. And I can't
tell. When we went up to them.
The one guy was actually kind of decently tall.
Yeah, that's her takeaway. Like, everybody's taller than me, so I never think about whether somebody's short or not.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have to literally look up to everybody. I am 5 foot. But to Isabella, she's a tall, wonderful woman. So she gets to judge men on how tall they are.
Yeah, well, okay. Did we ever tell the story about when you went on that date with that guy?
I don't know.
And you were like, I don't think he's actually 5'8". I think he's shorter.
Yep, he put on his profile that he was 5'8". And when I went to go actually on the date with him, he was a lot shorter than I expected. And I was like, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. Also, like, it was not like a date at all. Like, we met on
a
dating.
Casual hangout.
It was a casual hangout, and he made me pay for my food, my own food. He
horrible.
Didn't. And we watched the fireworks, and he stood so far away from me, and I was like,
horrible.
I thought we met on a dating app. I thought you called me cute. What is this? It was so weird.
Yeah, but
But then the next time we hung out, because I was like, okay, he was a little nervous the first time. I'll let him warm up. I'll give him a second chance.
Shouldn't have.
I shouldn't even give him a first chance. My sister pushed me to go on the date. Because I was like, I don't really want to. Did we call him Harry
Styles?
Did we?
Because he was like a fancy guy.
We called
guy.
Him Styles. Yeah. Styles.
So Styles. You and Styles.
Me and Styles. Because he dressed really nice. But like, that was it. And so... my sister pushed me to actually go on the date with this guy. She was like, I think he seems nice. Give him a chance. And I was like, Michelle, I don't really know. And she was like, well, just give him a chance. And I went, fine, I'm doing this for you. And so I went on the first date. I was like, he was kind of nervous the entire time, but he said he wanted to hang out again. So I said, okay. So we hung out again. And Isabella, it was in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Isabella was also in Magic Kingdom that day. And I was like, Isabella, you need to look out for this guy. Like, please and look I at him because heard. He is not that as tall as he says he is.
And I have your location, so I found you guys very fast.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I saw you guys walk, and then I went, you guys were like in, where's, oh my God.
It was like Frontierland.
I dipped into that pin store over there, because I saw you guys, and I went in to seem casual.
Uh-huh.
And then I made sure to pop out and get like really close next to you guys and walk past him. I was at least 3 inches taller than him.
Like, I really want to say that guy was like, 5'4".
Yeah. He was so much
at the
shorter.
Very max.
Because I remember I walked past him, I went, he lied.
He 100% lied.
I'm truly 5'8".
Like, I really should have called him out and been like, wow.
You're shorter than I expected.
Shorter than I expected. Because why?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, why would you lie about your height?
That's one that you can't fool people
when
on.
You're going on a physical date with somebody, like, yeah. You have to, like, they're going to know.
Yeah, and I think, and it was so funny, because I remember I was walking, I was kind of like, he's so...
Yeah, he's like tiny.
He's a little lad.
Yeah.
Pretending to be of the 5'8 ranking. Which, can I be honest with you?
Huh.
When I am on dating apps and I see a guy is 5'9 and under, I usually swipe no because in my mind he's probably lying.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably shorter than that. He's he could just be giving lying. Himself an inch.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So usually I go if they're under 5'9. Or I guess under 5'10", I don't swipe on them. Because I'm
gone.
Like, you're probably lying about your height.
Yeah.
It's okay to be short.
Mm-hmm. Just
I also
own it.
Don't want to date a short guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go on record and say there's nothing wrong with wanting to not date a short guy.
Yeah.
I went out with a short guy once. He was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is why I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle a tall woman like you.
No, because it makes them feel insecure. I don't know.
Maybe. So all in all, dating a short guy.
It's never worth it unless you are shorter than the short guy.
Yeah, he has to be taller than you.
Yeah, because it's like, I can't be the masculine one all the time. Because I am...
You're literally just a girl.
I'm just a girl. And I would argue I have a lot of masculine energy as a woman. And that intimidates a lot of men.
Yeah.
A lot of boys. It intimidates a lot of boys. A
lot of boys.
But sometimes I meet a guy and I'm like dude broing with him. And mm-hmm. he's so chill. I don't know. Some men are really off put by women being masculine. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, you're not going to be the fucking man. Mm-hmm. I got to learn how to hang all this shit on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn how to change a tire. You don't know how to do it.
Yeah, they have to man up.
Yeah.
Or they have to be accepting that you're going to man up.
Yeah. Someone's got to take the lead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it has to be me.
There has to be the masculine energy.
Sometimes I go on a date with a guy and he's like so masculine. I'm like, I'm literally just a girl. Oh my gosh. Are you getting the car door for me?
Yeah, that's so nice. Like being, like feeling like you're being taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
like
open the car door for me.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. Like the sidewalk rule. That's really cute. Or like, buy me flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Hold my hand. Did I say hold my hand? I don't know.
Yeah, but still, again.
Hold my hand.
Hold
I
my
love
hand.
Holding hands.
Oh my God, can I tell you what my favorite thing to do is?
Yeah.
I don't. Holding hands is fine.
Uh-huh.
The arm grab.
Like.
Like when I grab their arm.
Yeah.
I feel so dainty and so ladylike.
It's just like, oh my gosh.
That's my favorite thing to do. If I can. Because sometimes where we live, it's too hot to hold their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like just hang on their arm.
Yeah.
And I feel so ladylike and so like,
mm-hmm.
like I'm like just in Downton Abbey.
This is my man.
Yeah. Because that's how like I see like older couples walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I feel so like regal.
Yeah.
I feel so glamorous.
That's so cute.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. First class. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of my lore, my thoughts, my opinions on how every man I meet falls in love with me. Mm-hmm. And it's really detrimental to me, because it's like, guys, I can't all text you at the same time. I know,
you have to fend them off.
I have a life. Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah, you're an independent woman.
I can maybe fit you in on Tuesday.
Right.
But I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I'm booked.
Ugh. Jeez.
It's horrible.
Gotta pencil you in.
Yeah, well, I gotta cancel my dinner with the governor for mm-hmm. this, so it better be good.
Right.
Are you worth me canceling on the governor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you are. And not our Florida governor. I'm
no.
not going to dinner with him.
No.
I mean like, in, like, my imaginary world.
Yeah.
Where...
The governor of your imaginary world.
Where he's chill as fuck.
Uh-huh. Not the one in Florida.
Not the one in Florida. I would actually love to cancel dinner with him. And go with you instead.
I would love if he was, like, so excited to have dinner with you and you cancel on him, like, 20 minutes before.
He's a short guy,
I think that's
isn't
what he?
He
deserves. He gives short guy energy.
I think he's short. I don't know. So, yeah.
He's got to be short.
Yeah.
We're just saying he's short.
That feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So not that governor, but, like, the governor of my mind.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Yeah. And he's, like, really chill, and we get dinner, like, mm-hmm. once a month.
You're like dude bros.
Yeah. So sometimes we play darts.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, pretty it's chill. It's, like, super chill. And, like, his wife is really nice. Mm-hmm. We all go together. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. Mm-hmm. Chill governor.
Yeah, not the one in Florida. He's very unchill.
We repeat, not the one in Florida.
Not the one in Florida. Not the one that has taken away my rights.
Right.
He's not very cool, I think.
That's not really cool
He
at
would
all.
Not be at that concert.
He's not a girly.
He's not cool enough to go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
So that's really my lore.
Yeah. So just in case you guys needed to ask to clarify.
Is that it?
I think that's all we
have. I feel content and completed with my thoughts.
I know. There was a lot of thoughts. Do you guys, please let us know in the comments down below if you guys also agree with the sentiment that every single man falls in love with Isabella, because I think it's a 100% yes.
Yeah.
Let us know if you think that all those men are in love with her.
I'm going to say all of the eligible bachelors fall in love with me, because I don't want to steal men that don't belong
to me.
Yeah,
obviously. Like, they also need self-control. If they are not eligible bachelors and they're falling in love with people, that's problematic.
I don't invite that energy into
my
life.
We do not claim that energy at
no.
all.
Only
we need
eligible
bachelors.
Young bachelors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That have drive and independence but still love me. That
yes.
are crazy, that are obsessed with me.
Yeah, they deserve to be obsessed
That's
with
That's what
you.
I manifest. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that fall in love with me.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. So let us know if you also agree that all those, you know, those type of men, that they fall in love with Isabella
yeah.
at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think it's true.
You know what? Sometimes I don't think it's true, but this week I've been feeling pretty, even though I'm breaking out. So it's like...
No, you're beautiful.
I think I still got my hair cut. When my hair's really long, I feel so like it weighs down on me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're beautiful at any stage, any hair length.
Stop. Should I get a bob?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want.
Crazy bangs.
Oh, okay. Would you ever do baby bangs?
No. No, I want those big full 70s.
Ooh.
If I were to get bangs, I would want the 70s bang.
Yeah.
Where they have that huge blowout because mm-hmm. they slept in hair rollers.
Yeah.
And instead,
do
like,
it.
Yeah, I need to learn how to do that. I really want to learn how to style my hair. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do any of that.
Let's do it.
I have a curling iron. Don't know how to use it.
We'll learn together.
So if any of my friends just heard that and they're like, I love using my curling iron. I'd love to teach you how to curl your hair. Do mm-hmm. call me, because I would be so down to learn how to curl my hair, because I genuinely don't know.
I only know how to curl my hair on one side, and I don't know how to, like, my brain can't compute how to, like, do the same thing on
so
the other side.
So if you want to teach both of us how to curl our hair, because I don't know how to do it. I don't know the settings. I have, like, heat protectant spray. I'm too scared to do it by myself without someone
Aww.
Watching me.
No, I can supervise you at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would love to learn. Also... I need to find a foundation that doesn't break me out like crazy.
There's one, I have a brand, it's like Ilia.
Mm-hmm.
It has...
I use their mascara.
I have, and mm-hmm. it has like squalane, whatever squalane is, it mm-hmm. makes my face feel really nice. It's like skincare and makeup in the same thing. It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like it. It's very nice coverage. I wore it on New Year's Eve.
Oh, and
like,
it looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
cause I
would
suggest it.
Did I mention that I used... Oh, what I use?
It's like Elf, right?
I used the Elf, like, Halo Liquid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Broke me. You saw me.
Yeah.
I broke me out like crazy. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, like, still from it.
Yeah.
So, because I got a facial and that helped bring that stuff up. But,
yeah. So that was our skincare.
Yeah, because I have very sensitive skin. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. I got that one from my mom, too.
Thanks, Mom.
In the wintertime, when it's really bad, like up north, I have eczema. It's on my eyelids.
Got eczema.
Eczema. And I'm like, I'm falling apart. Yeah, so that's my lore.
Thank you for sharing your lore.
Yeah, so any of my sensitive skin care girlies out there mm-hmm. who have to fight off all the men that fall in love with them, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you, and I care. Let's get coffee sometime. Yeah.
Yay.
So I think that's really going to wrap it up for episode 20.
Yeah.
If you'd like to send us off.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We enjoyed yapping, and we hope that you enjoyed listening. Let us know all those things that we asked you to. And we hope you have a great, nice day, beautiful evening.
Whatever time you're watching this.
Every single time of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well,
bye. Hello, everybody. I'm dumb, and I forgot to do something that I was planning on doing something. And Isabella was like, what is this? And I was like, wait. Okay, yeah. So we're not actually done yet.
We did say goodbye. That bye is still valid, but we also, P.S.
P.S. This is like the epilogue.
Yeah, my microphone's already collapsed, so I'm going to talk like this.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so if you're not watching on YouTube, I think you should watch on YouTube.
I also think first. You should watch on YouTube right now.
So cut to this. All right, ready? Yeah. So I have a gift for you.
For me?
And you can turn it around and open it, and I really want to see your reaction.
Should I be scared?
No.
I feel scared.
Don't be scared.
I feel like I should be doing it some more. Okay. That was my ASMR.
Just...
What?
Untape.
I got it. Oh my gosh, is it? Oh my god, it's Treasure Hunter Knuckles! I went as him for Halloween. I didn't even know that they made this.
They just released it.
Oh my god, I'm in love.
I pre-ordered this months ago.
That's so funny.
And it just came in today. I got her a little Funko Pop of Treasure Hunter Knuckles.
And he's staying in the box.
He's so cute. He has the hat and everything.
I'm in love. And the Big the Cat one is also, I keep forgetting that people actually know who that is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's my husband.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my husband. He's one of the men who fell in love with me. Uh-huh. And we did actually lock it down. So, oh my gosh, I love him. I love that he's got the hat on.
I know. That's why I've got him. Because of the hat.
He's so iconic. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
he's just gonna sit. I really wanted this. I wanted this moment to be captured on camera. So sorry about this epilogue, but
no, that's fine. P.S. Treasure Hunter Knuckles.
P.S. Treasure Hunter Knuckles.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think that is now all.
Now it's done. Now we're gone.
Now we're gone.
Yeah.
All those same sentiments. Yeah. Still stand, mm-hmm. But now we have Treasure Hunter Knuckles, too. That's kind of hard to say.
Treasure Hunter Knuckles. I can't say it.
So, anyway.
Runaway Railway Ride. Treasure Hunter
wacky,
Knuckles.
Wacky Railway Ride.
Wacky Railway Ride.
Wacky Railway Ride.
Wacky Railway Ride. It's so hard to say. I don't know what that is. Treasure Hunter Knuckles. Wacky Railway Ride. Oh, I think that concludes this episode. I'm not going to embarrass myself anymore.
Anyway. Thanks.
Bye again.